The county's budget hearing is also set for a possible approval. County Manager Bob Jasper said he doesn't know how many will turn out this week. He wished more had appeared at the Snyderville Basin hearing on the 11th when only two people made comments.
I wish more people would come. We've spent a lot of time and energy trying to get out there what's in the budget and helping people understand what the policy issues are. But, you know, it's typically with the public when they're really worried, they show up, and when they're not, they don't. They have busy lives, our constituents.
Last week, resident Ron Dyker said the county manager had built up too many staff positions around his office, such as an economic diversity consultant and sustainability director. Jasper said he isn't questioning Dyker's credibility, but he didn't understand where Dyker got his numbers.
You know, this is a gentleman that led the charge against having a county manager, and that's fine. I mean, that's a legitimate discussion. From my view, and I talked to him a little bit afterwards, I don't know where he got his data because it wasn't jiving with anything we had. So he was laying issues out about how much various budgets had increased or not increased, but they, from our perspective, and I even tried to visit with him and say, where'd you get that data? The data he was throwing out wasn't right.
He said his office, in fact, cut a position, but other staff roles were approved by the county council.
And there are positions, both of which are controversial. I mean, there are folks that say, well, you shouldn't spend any money on sustainability. We think it's paying for itself, as an example. We've gotten grants to just recently to put the health building under solar, and that was all paid for by Rocky Mountain Power's Blue Sky program. So for my position, in addition to the open space and the saving energy and community gardens and various things sustainability has worked on, we've received more money in grant funding than we've spent on that payment. In terms of economic diversity, I mean, those are the strategic priorities of the council. So those people are under me, but they're not specifically in my budget.
Before the Maine county budget is heard on Wednesday, they will also have a hearing and consider approval on the budget for the Mountain Regional Water District, which is increasing spending from about $9.9 million last year to $10.7 million this year. There's also no planned water rate increases, but Jasper said it isn't clear if rates will change in the following 2 years.
One of the problems in looking at their budget is their debt service payments go up and down. And we've refinanced and brought the debt rates down. I don't think that there's a guarantee that in the next 2 years from now that we'll start raising rates again. I think we'll take a year. The council will take a year by year.
Mountain Regional Administrator said in their budget packet that they are too dependent on the weather for their revenues.
I think what they're saying is that when you have really wet years, wet summers, then people don't use as much water, and therefore their revenues don't come in. When you have really dry years, people use even more water, and so I think what we're trying to do is average it out over a bunch of years. You know, we have a little bit of climate change going on, so it's difficult to predict multiple years, but we're working at multiple years projections.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.